It is 4:06 on the Central Coast on this Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. I'm Dave Congleton. Good to be with you. This is how we're breaking down the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to spend the second half with the mayor of Paso Robles, Steve Martin, will join us. Let's talk specifically about Paso and plans for a spaceport. I think this is pretty exciting news. This segment, we turn the community spotlight on our friends at the San Luis Obispo Museum of Art, where we welcome back to this broadcast the executive director, Leanne Standish, who is standing by. Leanne, good afternoon.
Hi there, Dave. I love the lead-in music. It felt like this for me.
Oh, I was. There you go. There she goes. I'd sing it, there but it'd be dogs howling all over the neighborhood. How are you, Leanne?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on.
Remind me how long you have been now with the museum?
A year and a half.
So what do you think? How's it going so far?
Well, I think that time has a very unusual sort of cadence right now, right, coming out of COVID. Mm. The museum itself has been open next week. It'll be 12 months since we had to close for COVID. So our first 12 months operating under a completely new model. We are blowing our attendance projections out of the water. We're 30% over the highest attendance ever in the museum's history.
Yay.
In the last 12 months. Yeah. So it's been a very rewarding 12 months.
What are you doing differently? How do you explain that huge boost in attendance other than having you as the executive director?
Well, I do think it has a lot to do with programming. My colleague, Emma Saperstein, is a terrific curator. We have another curator, Courtney Davis, who's done such a good job working with the artist groups and making beautiful shows with regional artists. So we have what we like to say is we have artists from around the corner and around the world. And we have really great partners. You know, the New Times, the Tribune, KSVY have all been very generous in covering our work. The Chamber of Commerce is supportive. So I think, you know, it's a lot of people chipping in to make it meaningful.
What's the website, please, Leanne?
Sloma.org.
And what are the current hours, please?
We are open Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I want to remind you that the first Friday of every month, we're a part of Art After Dark, which is the Slow Arts Council program. And those first Fridays, we're open from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And each one of those first Fridays, we have a DJ, a really terrific music, and a wine partner. And it's completely free.
Free? Wow.
Can't do better than that.
And we remind folks, of course, the San Luis Obispo Museum of Art is right there on the corner of Broad and Monterey in downtown San Luis Obispo.
Right on the mission, 1010 Broad.
Leanne, big exhibit kicks off next week. What do you have planned for us?
Yeah, I'm very excited about this exhibition. We're working with an artist from the East Coast. Her name is Camille Hoffman. Camille's practice, she really focuses on sort of her cultural history, a community's cultural history. She sort of digs deep for both herself and anywhere she's working. Camille also has Filipino ancestors, and what she discovered, and you probably already know this, but I certainly didn't, was that the first Filipino landing in what is now the U.S. happened in the 1500s through Morro Bay.
I did not know that.
Isn't that cool?
Really?
So, yeah, it's really amazing. So, actually, I think it's June 7th is Filipino Heritage Day. She's done a really great job in doing her due diligence and partnering with the Filipino organizations in the region, all the way from Monterey to Santa Barbara. So we have partners who are going to help us with her project. And her project is twofold. One, she's doing an installation in the Gray Wing where the rug's just finished. And that installation will take over the whole space. So it'll be on the floor and the ceiling and the walls, and it'll be as if you are walking into a painting. And she uses these amazing found materials. So it's all sorts of things. Like one of her pieces I really love is made out of soap boxes, and the boxes, containers themselves were used for whitening your skin in the early 1900s.
Really?
Yeah. So she really digs deep with the materials and their meaning. And then, so crazy, she's named the show, I think it's so beautiful, the name of the show is Sea and Mist. It's spelled S-E-E and Mist, M-I-S-S-E-D, which I think is beautiful. And she's actually going to do the sculpture on the museum's lawn as a part of our city partnership. She's installing a beautiful, new, massive sculpture that'll go. We'll cut the ribbon for that on June 11th.
I'm looking at your description on the website at sloma.org. Artist Camille Hoffman uses materials collected from childhood and her everyday life to craft imaginary landscapes.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds really interesting.
Yeah. You know, I think it's going to be really a departure from the way people are used to experiencing the museum. You're meant to be a part of that artwork in that gallery. We'll have beanbag chairs. You can lay down and relax every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. We have a docent tour, so you can really get to know the art, come back to it several times, really, you know, let it make you feel how it makes you feel.
More on the description. She takes inspiration from the Philippine weaving and Jewish storytelling traditions of her ancestors.
She uses this, now you're looking at it, so I will forget the name of the cloth. She uses a cloth, a special cloth that's made from pineapple leaf. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's amazing. Like, every part of it is really sort of, it's got a lot of depth. It really is not a flat surface sort of experience.
Well, I'm just looking at her background. She's got an undergraduate degree from California College of the Arts. She's got an MFA from Yale. This is pretty impressive.
Yeah. You know, it's my dream, I think, Dave, for San Luis Obispo to become a community where artists from all over the world sort of clamor to come and do a residency with us. We live in a magical, beautiful place, and to have, you know, artists of her caliber come into our community and experience it and sort of respond back to it. It just is so enriching on both ends, I think, of the equation.
We should also point out, Leanne, according to the website, on June 1st at 5:30, Camille Hoffman is actually going to be in conversation with some folks.
That's right. So we'll do a panel about the Filipino culture in Flo County.
So, I mean, this is really, as you mentioned before, as we circle back, you've been here a year and a half at the Museum of Art, and you're trying to broaden the appeal. You're trying to put the museum on the map. It strikes me, just looking at this now, that this is the kind of thing that would allow you to do that.
Yeah, I think we've gotten some traction. We've been doing a lot of research about ourselves and about the arts market in California, and you know, the community is such a gem that I think we're just another part of making the community so special, and we're meeting members of our community who we might not have connected with otherwise if the museum weren't doing these programs that are so diverse.
All right, we are in conversation with Leanne Standish from the San Luis Obispo Museum of Art. Big exhibit opens next week. And other things to talk about at the museum as well. I'm Dave Congleton on AM 920, FM 96.5, News Talk, KVEC. You have landed on the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. The mayor of Paso Robles, Steve Martin, will join us after news at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the spaceport plans for the city. It's pretty exciting, I think. It's also exciting because we have Leanne Standish with us, the executive director of the San Luis Obispo Museum of Art. Check out the website at sloma.org. Also want to remind folks, Leanne, as we're back with you, we have our friends from Pride coming on tomorrow to promote their event, but that's going to be happening Saturday and Sunday at Laguna Lake, as I recall.
Yeah, that's right. So the museum has a booth. We have this great program that we started during COVID where, we make these kits. They're fully contained art kits, and there's a project each second Saturday, and you can come to the museum from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can make your kit on the lawn. You can take it home. You can take home five. I have a lot of grandparents who come and take them over activities for their grandkids later in the month. But we'll be at Pride for those 2 days, and we have a huge booth with a really fun activity, and I think it'll be a special part of people's experience out there.
What's actually in the kit?
So what we're doing is we're encouraging people to make collage books, sort of telling their story. You know, it's about, the Pride is really about joy this year. The theme is joy. So we're encouraging people to through a collage book, which will be a beautiful piece when you're finished with it, tell your story. And so all the materials, there's the papers, there's the pins, there's the cutouts, there's scissors and glue, and everything you need is self-contained in that kit.
So you can come by and get your kits at Pride this weekend. I love this.
Yeah, yeah. They're very popular. It's really, you know, I think it's great fun to be at Pride. We're really proud to be involved in it. And I think, you know, takeaways are, I love swag. I love event swag.
Yeah. You go to an event, you want to be able to take something home with you. That makes perfect sense. But broaden the conversation, Leanne. I mean, as you said, you've been on board for about a year and a half. What's your commitment to art and kids and getting young people more involved in art?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you asking about that. We actually just relaunched school tours. It was a very nervous-making event this last week. We had 24 second graders come to see the Faig Ahmed show. It was the first time we had done school tours since we've reopened. We were told that school tours weren't a thing, that, you know, teachers weren't doing it. It was not going to be a thing. So rather than go through the school system, we just went directly out to the teachers and said, you know, if you're interested, we have a little bit of grant funding from the county, and we'd love to cover your transportation and have you come out. And we reached out to 31 teachers. 30 of them responded within 24 hours and said, we want in.
And where do you go from here with children?
Yeah, so our school tours, so we have a couple more this year, and then we'll start again in the fall with school tours as a regular part of our programming, completely free school tours. They include an art activity and something we call virtual thinking strategies, which is a really amazing technique for discovering, you know, having a conversation, teaching kids about critical thinking skills, communication skills, tolerance, all those sorts of things. It's a really amazing technique. So we'll do those programs again. And then we're also, you know, lots of people loved the Art Center's camps and classes. That was really a big part of a lot of families' memories about the Art Center. And while we're not doing, did you do them too?
No, but I remember helping to promote those in the past.
Yeah. So, you know, we're a tiny little space, so we're not going to be doing camps and classes exactly as we had in the past, but instead, this year, this summer, we're partnering with the Y. So the Y has, gosh, all the infrastructure in the world to do a really amazing camp. So we'll do one day of camp with those kids from the whole region, and then those same kids who do a camp day with them, they'll do a camp day at the museum. And we look forward to next year doing more of that with the City of Slow Parks and Rec.
We are in conversation with Leanne Standish, Executive Director of the San Luis Obispo Museum of Art, giving us an update on everything happening at the museum. You can go online to sloma.org and get all the details for yourself. Meanwhile, Leanne, also, what's happening with public art, and where is the City of San Luis Obispo on the issue of public art? Are they embracing it?
Yeah, you know, this is such a cool part of what's going on in the museum right now. You know, there's a 0.5% that is a fee for new developments that's set aside for public art, and that has existed for some time. There hasn't really been the infrastructure in the city or the expertise in the city maybe to commission some really excellent pieces. So we're working with the city. The piece that we most recently completed, of course, is the beautiful mural on the back of the Fremont Theater. Have you seen it, Dave?
I've seen photos of it, but I haven't seen it personally.
Yeah, it will blow your mind. You need to see it in person. It is exquisite. I never even noticed that space, the back of the Fremont Theater, honestly.
I'm never on that block. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Well, go to St. Sparrow, which is adorable across the way. And when you sit in the window, you look, that's the backdrop. It's just really, really wonderful. So anyway, so that was our first project. We're, of course, doing the sculpture on the lawn. That's a part of the city's public art program. And then we're going to do roundabout art. Our first roundabout will be installed in July at Orchid and Tank Farm.
Is in a traffic roundabout. Sitting here thinking roundabout. You're talking about the traffic roundabout. I gotcha.
Traffic roundabout, yeah. So that big roundabout that's been under construction for so long will unveil a piece of public sculpture in July.
Well, this is all very exciting. Leanne, we got a couple minutes left. Let's remind folks, though, about the big exhibit opening up shortly at the museum.
Yes, so Sea and Mist is opening on May the 28th. If you join as a member, you can come to the preview on that Friday. So join as a member. You can join at sloma.org. Our members get 10% off at the bookshop, and they get invitations to all sorts of special events and previews. Become a member of the museum. We really love your support. We need it. So that exhibition will run for 3 months in the Gray Wing. It's going to be exquisite. You're going to love it. What else do we have coming up? Second Saturday is this. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The second Saturday of every month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the lawn. You can catch us out there with art kits. We're making art with kids and families.
And First Fridays, the next one obviously would be the first Friday in June.
Yes, First Fridays. We have great wine partners serving wine. I was with a friend the other day who was talking about she never goes downtown now for lunch or dinner or whatever she's doing without strolling through the museum. It's completely free. There's no reason not to, and you never know what you're going to discover.
Yeah, and also Saturday and Sunday, Pride in Laguna Lake Park, you're going to have a booth there, and you're giving away the free art activity kits for kids.
Kids and families. Adults can do them, too.
Yeah, but better to do it with a child. Get that young person going. Everything you need to know on the website at slo.ma.org. Leanne, thanks as always for joining us. I got about 30 seconds for a final thought, please.
Oh, Dave, thanks for having me. And thanks to the community for really coming out and supporting the programs that we're doing. We're so proud of our attendance numbers and our partners, and can't wait to see you in the gallery.
And you always welcome donations. So
we do.
You know, you want to support. And next time you're walking around downtown on your lunch hour or whatever, swing by the museum Thursday through Monday, right?
That's right. 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday through Monday.
I have a feeling you won't recognize the place.
It changes every time.
Yeah. All right, Leanne. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Take care.
All right, off we go. We have California Headline News and ABC Radio News. Craig updates us with Time Saver Traffic and Weather Together. And then the mayor of Paso Robles, Steve Martin, is going to join us. Let's talk specifically about the spaceport that may be coming to Paso Robles and what that means for the Central Coast. You're listening to Hometown Radio.